This morning, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Grantharash, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 31, entitled The Movements of the Living Entities, text number 32.
Yashadbi Pati Puna.
Yashadbi Pati Puna.
Shishnodara Krito Yamai. Ashtito ramate chantush.
Ashtito ramate chantush.
Tamo vishati purvavat.
Tamo vishati purvavat.
Translation. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people, engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before. Purport. It has been explained that the conditioned soul is put into the Anda, Tamishra, and Tamishra hellish conditions, and after suffering there, he gets a hellish body like the dogs or the hogs. After several such births, he again comes into the form of a human being. How the human being is born is also described by Kapiladeva. The human being develops in the mother's abdomen and suffers there and comes out again. After all these sufferings, he gets another chance in a human body and wastes his valuable time in association of persons who are concerned with sexual life and palatable dishes. Then, naturally, he again glides down into the same Anda, Tamishra, and Tamishra hells. Generally, people are concerned with the satisfaction of the tongue and the satisfaction of the genitals. That is material life. Material life means eat, drink, and be merry, and enjoy with no concern for understanding one's spiritual identity and the process of spiritual advancement. Since materialistic people are concerned with the tongue, belly, and genitals, if anyone wants to advance in spiritual life, he must be very careful about associating with such people. To associate with such materialistic men is to commit purposeful suicide in the human form of life. It is said, therefore, that an intelligent man should give up such undesirable association and should always mix with saintly persons. When he is in association with saintly person, all his doubts about spiritual expansion of life are eradicated, and he makes tangible progress on the path of spiritual understanding. It is also sometimes found that people are very much addicted to a particular type of religious faith. Hindus, Muslims, and Christians are faithful in their particular type of religion, and they go to the church, temple, and mosque, but unfortunately they cannot give up the association of persons who are too much addicted to sex life and satisfaction of the palate. Here it is clearly said that one may officially be a very religious man, but if he associates with such persons, then he is sure to slide down to the darkest region of hell. Translation: It is, if therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people, engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before.
Oma gyan timadandasya ganangina shilakaya chaksudimilitam jenatasmai sigurvainamaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam stapitam jenabhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadantishva padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Vanchakopa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bheva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo.
So this is a very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, all the verses are nice. This is a very nice one. Teaching us, explaining to us how the living entity, meaning you and me, become entangled in material life, and how we can become free. The first point, which Prabhupada touches on, is that of our weakness due to bad association. We have this, you could say, inherent flaw. We're tatashta shakti. We're spiritual by nature, but being very tiny, the definition is given in Gita, in the purport, we are 1/10,000th the tip of a hair in dimension. Actually, we're smaller than that, but just so our minds can grasp that we're very tiny. And being very tiny, we can be influenced either by the material energy or by the very powerful material nature. This is the meaning of tatashta shakti, marginal energy. We're swayed by good association or bad association. One time Prabhupada said, we take on the qualities of that with which we associate. A good example is a lizard. I don't know if maybe you have them here. A chameleon lizard. When I was a boy, you could send away for all kinds of like insects and animals, even snakes. You could even send away and get scorpions. I think they stopped this some years ago. But I remember reading through different magazines, I'd send away. One time I got a little boa constrictor in the mail. I think it came from Malaysia. Much to the dismay of my mother, who eventually found him in the teapot. When she went to open it up to get some water to cook the tea, she found the boa constrictor. So I remember the chameleon lizard. And as a boy, I was fascinated because Krishna's arrangement through the material nature is that lizard, for boys, it was something amazing. You put the lizard on a brown surface, he turned brown. You put him on a red piece of paper, he turned red. You put him on a green leaf, he turned green. It was nature's way to protect him so he wouldn't be seen by the predators like that. So we're like that in our association with the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Or more specifically, in our association with pious or impious people, being like that, the tatashta shakti, swayed by the powerful energies, we come under the influence of the material energy. Or if we're intelligent enough to use our buddhi, if we're intelligent enough to keep in good association, we'll always be under the protection of the divine energy, if we associate with the sadhus. But we must note that whereas the lizard can change colors very quickly, and it really happens fast, believe me. You put him here, brown, put him, oh, he's red, he's green. Not quite that fast. But once we, who are pure, spiritual by nature, once we fall from grace, as the Christians say, the cardinal sin, bahir mukha, Jagadanda Panda says in his Prem Vivarta, we turn our face from God, quite an offensive thing if you're speaking to someone and you turn your face away. I'm speaking to you, my mother used to say. Look at me, boy. We turn our face from God, Jagadanda Panda says, then immediately we come under the clutches of Maya, the material energy. And we fall from grace, and we fall into the material world and we engage in material activity. In one purport, Prabhupada says the first birth is this Lord Brahma. Because why should you go any lower? You haven't done anything wrong yet. You just made one, you have one bad desire. The more bad desires you accumulate, the lower you go. So Brahma, he's the most pious. And then from there it's all downhill. Very danger, we say in Hindi. Now they're mixing the words English and Hindi in India, so now very danger. Like you've got this road that goes up to the greenhouse. How many children have broken their arms here? I know Prahlad, Sri Prahlad broke his arm, and little, what's his name? He broke his arm, and probably a long list. Going down that road on their bicycles, on their whatever they've got, whatever they make up and put together. So after we come, then it's a long, dangerous road down. Just like the fly who flies into the spider's web? The spider, like a devotee, is transcendental to the laws of nature because he's always engaged in devotional service. He never gets entangled. Mam chayo vibhicharayana bhakti yogena sevate sagunan simatit yaitan brahma bhuya kalpate. The one who engages in the process of Krishna consciousness, who doesn't deviate, he transcends the modes and comes to the level of Brahman. That's us, by engaging in Shravanam, Girtanam, Vishnu Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. We're in this world, but not of this world, as Jesus Christ said. But those who are engaged in material activity, they're like the fly that comes into the spider's web. Whereas the spider can prance all around and not get entangled, what happens to the fly? He flies by and he gets one little foot caught in the web, like that. He's dangling there. And he thinks, now I'll get out. So he takes another step, and now 2 feet are entangled. I'll push myself out of this problem. And he puts his third foot there, and now three feet. And you can understand the rest of the analogy. 4, 5, 6. And then when he's completely caught, the spider just prances across the web. Boom! So the Lord, when he comes in the material energy, because it's his energy, he's the controller, he doesn't become entangled. And by his grace, the devotee who dedicates all his activities to the Lord in devotional service, he gets some special grace. He's not entangled either. But those who are engaging in selfish activities for sense gratification and all this variety of what they get entangled. Sense gratification. One time we were at Gurukul in New Mayapur, and one of the teachers was teaching the children, you know, what are the basic no-nos? No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling and intoxication. And these are like 5 years old, 6 year old, 4, 5, 6 year old kids. So kids are trying to understand what is meat eating, what is intoxication, what is illicit sex and gambling, sense gratification. And I remember the next day we took the kids on a picnic and then we went to somebody's house to pick something up. So I remember a few of the little children came in with me to that house. It was a non-devotee's house, but we had to pick something up. And while we were there, one of the little girls, she must have been 5, one of our little girls, she opened up the refrigerator and she saw a big piece of meat. She said, "Pita Maharaj, look, illicit sex." Anyway, so sense gratification in its variegated form. So try to understand that once you fall in, it's not like you can change colors quickly. Once you fall in, it takes a long time to become purified and regain our spiritual nature. Slow but steady wins the race, but it's Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlabha. Krishna even says, after many, many births and deaths, when one is in full knowledge, he surrenders. Of course, we're surrendered, but that's Atmanivedanam, full surrender. Once you fall, it takes a long time to recover. Just like one of my dear godbrothers, Shyamasundara Prabhu, the famous ISKCON astrologer. He was in Delhi with his wife, and they were coming back to Vrindavan, and they were driving with one of those taxi drivers who drives too fast, which is 99.99% of the taxi drivers in India. And the taxi driver was nodding off, and Shyamasundara said, you're sleeping. I am not. You're sleeping. I am not. You're sleeping. I am not. 1 minute of inattentiveness. He's been in the hospital, I think, 8 months now. Long time to recover once you fall. We can't get back our spiritual nature very quickly, so whatever progress we've made, we have to be very careful to protect it. Once you fall into the quicksand, it's very hard to get out. I remember we were in the Amazon jungle many years ago when we were young and we would take all these crazy risks. And we went in a small boat up a tributary of the Amazon, and we visited one village, and then we came back, and the captain of the small boat that who was driving. It was like a little speedboat, actually. There were six of us there, plus the captain. We got lost because it was dusk, and you couldn't distinguish between, you know, the tributary and the grassy marsh. And anyway, we got stuck in a lagoon, you know, lagoon. So then we're going through the lagoon trying to figure out should we go north, south, east, or west, and all of a sudden, it gets stuck, the boat. So the captain says, okay, so somebody has to get out and push us off. We hit a sandbar or something, had to push us off. So I said, looking around in the swamp, I said, well, you're the captain. He said, no, you rented this boat. You're the Maharaj. I've been watching you. You're the Maharaj. You give all the orders. You get out and push the boat. So I had to get out. So I put my leg over the side into the sand, and I couldn't free it. So I put both legs outside, and suddenly, it's very hard to describe what that feeling was, that due to your weight, the sand sucks you under. It's not, it's like something sucking the force of gravity in reverse, I don't know what. It's forcing you, it's a terrifying experience. And I was going under. It was quicksand. And it was sucking me like a monster or something. And it was actually dark. So I was calling out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And at first the devotees told me they thought I was just enthusiastic about pushing that boat. But as I saw that I was kind of descending over the rim of the boat, and I was up to here, and I had maybe five more breaths, you know, I said, pull me out, quicksand! And it took six, well, there were three girls. I took three of the ladies and three of the men, including the captain, to pull. It took them, it seemed like forever, to pull me out. So long. And oh my gosh. I was in the boat. I came this close to death. And because of the force of pulling me out, the boat broke free. And we started drifting away. So the captain said, give me a light, a flashlight. So he took the flashlight and he shone it back where we were. We were maybe 10 meters away from the spot. And we saw, like you drive down the road, you see like little yellow, like eyes in the light, in the car lights. Two lights. So we saw, dee, 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 dee. So I was thinking, what is that? A cat in the water? And I said to the captain, what is that? He said, jacaré. I said, that's Portuguese. I said, what is, he said, alligator. He was always making jokes. He said, two more minutes, Maharaj would have been in the belly of the alligator. So it seemed like eternity getting out of that situation. So too with material life. We have to be prepared. Because how long have we been here? Brahmanda Brahmati Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Bhai Bhakti Lad Bij. It's not that we just have to do a spring cleaning. You know, every year, the spring cleaning, you clean the house, all the places you don't clean during the winter, and then you get ready. No. How long have we been here? For millions and millions and millions and billions and trillions and godzillions of years. We have a lot of extra baggage. A lot of attachments, a lot of bad karma, a lot of nasty desires. Maharaj Yudhishthir hints at this in the first canto of Bhagavatam. That battle of Kurukshetra was fought was to establish him as emperor, the king of kings, emperor of the world. And in the process, Prabhupada said in the purport, so many men, so many animals, so many innocent creatures, he said, were killed so that he could be emperor. So he was, Yudhishthir being soft-hearted devotee, he was lamenting. He says, Bala dvija shurin mitra pitri bhatri guru druha name syan nirayan moksho api varsha yuta yutai. I have killed many boys, many brahmanas, well-wishers, friends, parents, preceptors, and brothers. He said, though I live millions of years, I will not be relieved from the hell that awaits me for these sins. What did the Christians say? The wages for sin is hell. Of course, we know that there's a gradual process of purification. We were discussing this earlier in some other Bhagavatam class. It's called prayaschitya. One can become purified not by experiencing the sinful reaction and purifying oneself of the deed and the reaction by going through some suffering. That's nature's way. But there's an easier process called prayaschitya, as described in books like Manusmita. That if you lie, you can serve a brahmana. If you mistakenly kill an animal, you can perform a particular sacrifice. You know, there's something you can do to... You become purified, we were discussing, in a painless way. Prayaschitya. Instead of going through all that suffering for life, you just do something according to Veda, Lord's grace. Purification is quicker, it's painless. Like we gave the example, you go to the dentist, he's got to pull your tooth. You were eating too many sweets, you were naughty. Your tooth decayed, so the general process is, but he gives you some Novocaine. Is it out, doctor? Yeah, I pulled it out already. Well, I'm simplifying it. So prayaschitya means, by God's grace, if you realize your mistake, you've been rebellious, you've committed so much nonsense, you repent. All right, you've repented, no more sin? Yes, sir, no more sin. Then you do some prayaschitya. Of course, in this age, all those rules and regulations are incorporated in one prayaschitya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And actually, this is when Yudhishthira was lamenting like this, that he was so fallen and so sinful, it's going to take him millions of years to get purified and get out of this material world. Bhishma. He went to Bhishma for some solace. He went to the Vaishnava for some advice. And Bhishma was on his deathbed, which happened to be a bed of arrows. And Bhishma told him the same thing. Bhakti vesha mano ishmin vachayan namakritavan tyajan kalevaram yogi muchate kamakarnamabhi. The personality of Godhead who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting of the holy names releases the devotee from bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. So Yudhishthira, he was thinking himself fallen. What about us? What did we do? What did Yudhishthira do that was wrong? He's a nitya siddha. He came into this world for one reason only. Just like Prabhupada said, there was never a time I forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada said, I've never committed a sinful activity in my life. Even by some arrangement, the doctor wanted to give him chicken soup to get over the typhoid. When his mother put it to Prabhupada's lips, he simply, before it even touched his lips, he was spitting up. I have never committed one sin. What of us? What are we? We were born of lust. They were born of the pure desire of the Lord, those devotees to come into this world and liberate the conditioned souls. We were born of our lusty desires. Even if you can say, I didn't do anything bad in this life, let's rewind the video, see what evidence there is. So we have some grace, and the process is most quick. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Just like Prabhupada said, if you eat a meal, then you feel that satisfaction. And those who take up the process of Krishna consciousness, all the rules and regulations, and particularly, kiler dosha nidhe rajan asti eka mahaguna kirtanadi eva krishnasya mukta sangha param. They take up this chanting in earnest. As much as you put into something, you get out of it. So it's not just by chanting you'll be delivered. Prabhupada said, you can chant for millions of years and only make little advancement, but if you chant the holy names purely one time, you can go back to Godhead. We're all chanting. Now, we don't have to worry. We have the process. We have to worry about the quality of the chanting. As Satchinandan Swami always says, the three P's. Posture, pronunciation, and prayer. Sit properly, Prabhupada said. Just like Ashta. she was chanting. Where was that in the bus yesterday? Somewhere. She was leaning over. So I gave some. I said, no, no. And she immediately sat up. Follow the instructions. Sit properly. Because how can you chant when we're slack? To that degree, we use the yoga. Pronunciation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. From the first minute to the end of the 2 hours. If you leave in, even out one syllable, how many syllables are in the Maha Mantra? 32. Is it 36? 32. Hare Krishna. This is like if you have a telephone number. We gave the analogy today. Telephone number. Someone gave me a telephone number, but one digit was missing. I tried half an hour calling. Finally, I says, oh no, you left one number out. You leave one syllable out. You won't get it. You leave one ingredient in the recipe out, the sugar. You put the wrong ingredient in, that's even worse. One time in L.A., Prabhupada was coming for the Charanamrita, and he took the Charanamrita and he made a face like that. He said, who made the Charanamrita? So when the temple president said, one of the girls, he said, bring her here, Prabhupada said. He was so angry. You have put salt in the Charanamrita, not sugar. This is a great offense. So if you mix something else in the process of Krishna consciousness, like dhanam, janam, sundarim, you're engaging in the process, but you add the desire for material enjoyment, some undue affection for the opposite sex, some desire for fame or prestige, you won't get the same result. So this verse in particular instructs us that when we're on the path, not to be contaminated again. Hear it in that sense. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before. This verse is addressed to us. It's a warning. Sailor, take warning. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning, sailor, take warning. One thing my father taught me. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning means clouds are there. That's why the color is there. Sailor, take warning. There are warnings on the path. We've been using that analogy. I'll use the tiger again. That Prabhupada said the tiger in the jungle, when he's going out to hunt, by nature's arrangement, there's a little rodent that accompanies him. It goes, cheep, 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 cheep. So all the animals know that, oh, one tiger is coming. It's not easy for, it's the king of the jungle, the lion's the king of the jungle, but getting some food is not very easy. Because the little rodent, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. If you don't heed the warning, you'll be food for the tiger. So Bhagavatam is giving us a warning. We're on the path of righteousness, but if by bad association with materialistically minded people, you can again become fallen and go down to hell again. As we've seen, the facts speak for themselves. By bad association. Asat sanga tiyaga. Opposite it, sadhu sanga, sadhu sanga, sadhu shastakoya, lava matta sadhu sanga. So yadi asad bahi patha puna. Again he becomes, fallen. Or punar mushtika bhav. You have to guard your progress. It's your most valuable thing, is your spiritual progress. It's like you take your wealth and you put it in the safe and you lock it. So that tender bhakti lata beach, that creeper is growing, and there's some things that like, who would like to eat it. Like in India, the little tender creepers are there, and so they build a huge fence around this little tiny plant. When I first went to India, I saw this little plant with a huge like wire mesh around it. What's going on? No, the cows come and eat the goats. So your tender little creeper can be stolen away by bad association. And if you are in that position where you know it's wrong, this time you go to a lower hell. Just like someone who doesn't know something's wrong, he didn't know, you know, the police, didn't you know that you're not supposed to, I didn't, really, officer, I didn't know. Okay, I'll let you off this time. But if he catches the same guy three times, you know it's wrong, therefore I'm giving you a very heavy penalty. We were forgiven by the grace of Guru and Krishna. But if we again become attracted to those nonsense sinful activities, we make it very difficult for our spiritual master. And if one persists in such activity, then the future may not be very bright for some time. Just as there are seven planetary systems going upwards according to one's piety, Bhurlok, Bhurvarlok, Shvarglok, Maharlok, Jnanalok, Tapalok, Shatyalok. So there are seven planetary systems going downwards for the impious according to the nature of their impiety. Do you know them? We're not so interested. We're more interested in Bhurloka, Bhuvarloka, Shvargloka, Maharloka. One time Prabhupada said, most of my disciples are aspiring for the heavenly planets, not pure devotion. So you should know the names of the hellish planets so that, you know, the wrath of, you'll be afraid of the wrath of God. Atala, no, no. Vitala, no, no, no. Shutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala. Like when someone wants to scare someone, they say, go to hell. I don't know if I should have said that. Go to hell. So in India we say, go to Patala. No, please don't say that. Whatever Brahman says in Vedic culture, it would come true. Go to Patala. No, sir, please. Yeah. Well, I can't take the curse back, but I'll reduce it. You can go there and meet the Vaishnavas who, by their mercy, are there chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So a repeated offender, if someone has been forgiven and then, you know, he's let free and then he does it again, ooh, when they catch him the second time. So we've been forgiven, so it's so rare. It's, our spiritual preceptors are so kind. At the moment of initiation, they take that bag of karma. Why should we, again, engage in the same activities and then be repeated offenders? Of course, our spiritual preceptors, they understand our weak nature in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, Prabhupada said, all right, you're weak. Just as Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Krishna, the spiritual master is even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. He was very strict. Prabhupada made some concessions without compromising in establishing his international society for Krishna consciousness. So understanding, he said, okay, you make a mistake once, you can be forgiven. Okay, you make a mistake a second time, you can be forgiven. But to go on and on and on without remedying the situation, he didn't set a fixed number. Oh, I'm only up to 18. I've got 21 chances to disobey. No. It's a question of heart. If we want to cure ourselves of our weaknesses, but really, by not practicing strictly, the only one who's losing is ourselves. And if we want to advance in devotional service, we have to hold in check these material desires, because they're not gone yet. Only when you come to the platform of uttama bhakti, pure devotional service, are they gone. Until that time, you have to keep them in check. Just like some people have cancer, and it's in remission. Okay. But, as we say in Polish, uwaga. It's in remission, but it's still there. So sometimes, I know one of my god brothers, he didn't want me to mention his name, sannyasi. He found out he had cancer. And he didn't tell anybody. And he went to the desert and he fasted from everything except a little water for 45 days or something. He became a skeleton. He let nature take its course. And they say the body can heal itself. And he cured himself of the cancer. The tumor just disappeared. And he never told anyone. He was so humble. He didn't want, like, attention and, you know, oh, you know, he only told me, and I won't tell you. But very nice devotee. Now when he chants Hare Krishna, whoa. He came this close to losing this valuable life, and now the holy name is everything. He didn't have anything else to do but sit in the desert and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So until those desires are completely gone, we're holding them in check and we have to be careful. As they say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So you have to hold them in check. Just like Hercules, there's a famous story of Hercules, that there was a famous two land masses going into a huge harbor where there was a treasure chest of fabulous wealth. It was well known. So the sailors, they would try to go in and get that fabulous wealth, but there were some Amazon ladies on either side of the straits, and they were very beautiful girls and very beautiful singers. Like Prabhupada said, a sannyasi should be very careful about hearing a woman singing because it's coming from the heart. Of course, our devotees, we men or women, we all sing together because we're singing from the pure part of the heart. My dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, Srimati Radharani, please engage us in your service. That type of singing. But these were very materialistic ladies, and they were there to guard. This was their treasure chest. So when the sailors would come by on the ship, they would hear the singing, they would become mad, and they'd jump off the ship and try to swim to enjoy the ladies, and they'd drown. So Hercules, he wanted that treasure. He was such a powerful man. Hercules! But he knew his weakness. The devotee has to know, you may be advanced, but unless you're Uttamanakar, there's some weakness still there, so don't act inappropriately. The race isn't over till it's over. Though you're in Golok. Everyone has to be very careful. So although he was strong, he knew his weakness. So what did he do? He was smart. He had his men tie him to the mast of the ship and put the ship, the sail up, so it would sail straight to the straits. He was the only one on. And it sailed to the straits, and the girls are singing, woo la la la, whatever they sing. Woo, la, la. Love, love, all you need is love. And Hercules says, he heard those girls. And he was trying to break free from that, but they put big ropes, he knew. Let me free, let me out. And then, but he got through the straits, and the ropes were still attached, and I don't remember the rest of the story. I guess they got the treasure or something. You know. So, Prabhupada said, when you take the Krishna consciousness, it's declaring war on Maya, so sometimes we'll also be tested. But we can't go like and tie ourselves up, you know, to the trees. And, you know, that's not our... You can imagine it. If someone comes to the Hare Krishna temple, everyone's tied up. What are you all tied up for? Oh, well, Maya. It was like one time I was doing Sankirtan in South Africa. I was doing the factories, selling books to the factories. And I was driving up, there was this big factory. I always wanted to do it, but I was waiting to the right, to the Christmas season. So I waited and I drove up the driveway. And I was driving up the driveway, this car came speeding down like a head-on collision. I quickly pulled over, but I was going to scream at the person, "You crazy?" But I just, because it was Christmas, oh, what the heck, and I leaned out and I smiled, "Merry Christmas." They were looking angry, and then they were like, "Merry Christmas," and they calmed down. And I kept driving in, and there was no guard there, there was nobody around, and no noise, and I walked up in the stairs into the office, and my gosh, there were 32 people tied up. There was a robbery. And the car coming down was the robbers. And the police, I called the police. I said, "Officer, we have a problem here. What is it? We've got 32 people tied up in the office." They're all tied up. So the policeman said, "It's a good thing you didn't try to stop that car or act in some wrong way, so they would have shot you also." I said, "Oh, thank God I said Merry Christmas." You can imagine, coming to a temple, everyone's tied up. But that's not... How do we deal with the temptations? How do we keep them in check and don't glide down again, as this verse is warning us? We've been saved. What is our process? Well, Prabhupada mentions it here very clearly. Good association. Even if you're chanting, because you may think, oh, Maharaj is going to say chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, true. But Lord Chaitanya's process of chanting is congregational chanting. Chanting in the Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shango Panga Shiparshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Payar Yashantihi Shu Medashah. Before Mahaprabhu, it was Bhajananandi, which is worshipable. But Mahaprabhu, understanding the nature of Kali Yuga, he recommends us to all come together like this morning and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. United we stand, divided we fall. Many hands make small work. Or Prabhupada's example, he said, one blade of grass is very weak, but you take all different blades and you make it into a bundle, then even the rain can't come through the roof. In Africa, we have a lot of thatched roofs. The rain, a storm, the typhoon. They predicted a typhoon coming here yesterday. Typhoon. Oh, it's because the little weak blades of grass, they're all together. So we're all together when we're chanting. A family that prays together stays together. So what's our prayer? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And it was for that reason that Prabhupada created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He said, for association. He said, anyone who thinks he can become Krishna conscious, outside of the association of devotees, he's living in a hallucination. So, what does it mean to live in association? Of course, nowadays it doesn't necessarily mean to live in the temple. You can be very Krishna conscious living in your home. But you also have to have time to associate with the devotees. And that's the importance of the morning program. That's where we get our sangha, a good dose, a strong sangha in the morning program. So those living on the property, everybody should be here for Mangal Arati throughout the morning, because that's your strength. Alone, you'll become weak, but together, you'll be strong. And we've heard it 1,000 times, so that's 1,001. By the nature of now, our lives are such that we're all kind of working differently. In the old days, our work was to spread the Sankirtan movement together. But now, the history of ISKCON is people are working in different environments, but at least our recreation can be together. At least our recreation. He who is regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation, and work can mitigate all pains, material pains, by practicing the yoga system. So all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. So we don't want to just work. We want to. This is a joyful process. But our source of joy should be those joyful activities that have come down through our parampara. And yes, wrestling is a Vaishnava sport. I saw it on the agenda. swimming, although I wouldn't recommend swimming in the river as it is now. Walking. But really, as Jiva Goswami says in his Bhakti Sandarbha, that the most important type of recreation or the best type of chanting for devotees is congregational chanting. He said, because when we come together and chant together in kirtan, he said, even the neophyte devotee gets a taste of deep spiritual emotion. He says in Bhakti Sandarbha. Those emotions that are generally reserved for the Uttama Adhikaris. Even a neophyte can get a little taste of that deep spiritual emotion that's waiting for us when we purify the heart and come to the advanced state. We'll always be like that. But when you come in kirtan, you get a little glimpse, just like sometimes, yesterday it was so cloudy, but Gaurhari or somebody said, look, there's a patch of blue sky. And then it disappeared. So sometimes, kirtan is so merciful. Oh my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction upon the living entities. Thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna, Govinda. In all these names, you've invested all your transcendental potency. No hard and fast rule. Unfortunately, choo-choo. That's Russian. Only have little attraction. So increase your attraction, and that patch of blue sky will become bigger and bigger, and then sunshine. And that is the way to resist the temptation. Not just to tie yourselves down, but to have the higher taste. You can only, Chanakapanda says, you can only give up something if you get something better. If you have $5 and I have $100 and you're struggling to give up the $5, if I give you the $100 in exchange, is it very difficult? No, sir. Give me the $100, I'll give you the $5. So if you chant Hare Krishna and you get that nectar of the holy name, then it's very easy to give up those material desires that are there in the heart. And that is very nicely in conclusion, that is in closing, that is very nicely, very poetically described by Rupa Goswami in his Padyavali. Now that we have become your devotees, he says, your holy names have affectionately created a jubilant festival in our mouths. Your bodily splendor, like a dark rain cloud, has become the black ointment of our eyes, and the music of your flute has become the ornament of our ears. My Lord, we no longer take pleasure in material desires. O Almighty Lord, material desires no longer appear beautiful to us because of the mercy of your holy names. Grantara Shimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Shishivara Govardhan Dari ki Gaur Premanandi ki.